let us bring in Pat Pagano, who will give us the increasingly colder and windier forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. And again, no surprises, as you could assume from last week. Isn't that nice?
It is nice. Yes, it is nice. Even though I don't like the cold weather coming on with the winds, but you know what? It has to happen, so it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yep. Meanwhile, let's talk about the weather, which is what we're here for, and then we'll go over to our movie review section.
Okay.
But in the meantime, showers in the area now. They'll be leaving, I would think, by definitely before lunchtime. Turning windy, 40s and falling. A little bit of sun breaking out this afternoon. Then partly cloudy, mid-20s tonight. Sun and clouds and brisk, low 40s on Tuesday. That's the high, so for the most part, you're in the 30s all day. Wednesday, sunny, mid-40s. Thanksgiving Day, sunny in the low 50s. It could even get to 55 on Thanksgiving Day, so it should be really nice. Friday will be a day like today. We'll have a front come through in the morning with some showers. That could end as a few flurries, and then it'll turn partly sunny Friday afternoon, windy, cold, in the low 40s. And your weekend, dry, no storms, but chilly, staying in the 40s over the upcoming Thanksgiving weekend.
So I think
overall, it's looking good, right?
Well, the travel thing is looking really good for that, yeah. I mean, no problems getting to where you're going or getting back from where you're going, as a matter of fact. And,
right.
Of course, the shoppers will – well, shoppers now hit the online shopping more, but they'll also be crowding the stores this weekend. And this weekend, there's a bunch of stuff that's happening locally, and the weather forecast sounds good. I mean, and on Friday evening at 4:30, the Millerton Fire Company has their annual parade of lights. In Cornwall, Connecticut, they've got their tree lighting ceremony coming up Friday at 5 p.m. The Housatonic Valley Regional High School FFA Club has their biggest fundraiser of the year. November 27th, they open up. They're open every day from 10 till 4, and they've got trees, locally made gifts, wreaths, roping, poinsettias, cabbage cheese, and more. There's a vendor craft fair going on at the Pilgrim House in North Canaan on Saturday from 10 to 3. And the Sharon Fire Department has Marlena Akshar taking pictures with Santa, a fundraiser on Saturday from 11 till 3. Donation of $25 gets you 5 pictures. And then the Canaan Fire Company has a real nice parade of lights. That goes on Sunday at 6 p.m. So all those events look like they're going to be in good shape. It's not going to be bitter cold, because I've been out on some of these events on these tree lighting ceremonies where it's been like 5 or 6 degrees. So it's looking
like that.
Yeah, it looks pretty good for this weekend.
Yeah, it's really not terrible. I mean, I'll let you know when it's terrible. Remember, last week at this time, we had some computer models forecasting a nor'easter, and we had some taking a low from off the Atlantic and backing it in, if you recall.
Yep.
All of that, nothing. I knew it was a long shot, too. I wasn't too thrilled about it. But anyhow, so that's out. As far as Pat goes on Thanksgiving morning, I will be making the trip to Long Island to pick up my sister. So I'm going to probably leave here about 7. And I'm hoping, since it's early enough, I'll get to my sister's like around 8, get back here, 9:30, and enough time to, jump into the shower, get changed, and prepare everything for Thanksgiving dinner, and then I will do the whole thing all over again Friday morning. So, and AJ will be here Friday morning to cover me. So that's a scoop there, and again, no weather problems, so that's another plus. And then I sat down over the weekend, Saturday and yesterday. Saturday, I sat down and I watched Marshall Miles' recommendation, Tom Hanks in Finch.
And what did you think?
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Anybody, in my opinion, that could hold down an hour and a half movie with no other actors, just himself. Of course, there are some robots here.
Yeah.
But, and a dog. But no other actors is phenomenal, and he does it.
And it's great. It's a fun movie to watch.
Yeah, it is. It's a really, really good movie. So 5 stars there. Thank you, Marshall. And now, Marshall, I am going to recommend to you a movie that you have to see. It's called Tick, Tick, Boom.
Tick, Tick, Boom. Okay, I haven't seen
it. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It is the story. It's a musical.
Okay.
It is the story of the gentleman who wrote Rent.
Okay.
Very shocking. I did not know this. It was very shocking at the end. I'm not going to disclose anything. The cinematography is phenomenal. I just love how they did the whole thing. I really do. I think they did a great job on the cinematography. I thought the singing was great, and I thought the storyline, well, of course, it's true. It's a true story. So the storyline is pretty intense. I just happened to stumble across it, and I was so happy that I did, because it really was a very, very good movie, and I think you'll love it. So it's on Netflix, so you should be able to get that. And other than that, that's it. You know, I watched a couple more episodes of You, Y-O-U. I'm almost through now. I think I have 2 episodes left, and then I have to wait for season 4. So I finished that, and I ran across another one that I started watching last evening. I think it's called Alias Gracie or Grace. Are you familiar with it?
No.
About a young girl who was put into prison for killing 2 people. It's, let's see, if I type up next thing, Alias, that's it. It's Alias Grace.
Okay.
That's what it's called. Sarah Gaydon is in that. She stars in that. And it says here, 19th century Canada psychiatrist weighs whether a murderess should be pardoned due to insanity, based on Margaret Atwood's award-winning novel. And from what I can tell so far, it's pretty good. I watched the first episode, and the first episode grabbed me right away. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff on that you could stream. To watch, it's incredible.
Yeah, you know, it really is. And the stuff, you know, I find the stuff you stumble on by accident,
yeah,
are the biggest surprises. Because you know, there was a TV show called Dead Like Me. I never saw it when it was on the air. Okay.
Yeah.
And I stumbled upon it, and it had 4 seasons. And you know what? It was a fun watch. You know, so that's the great thing. We discover things on streaming that are absolutely fun to watch. You've never seen them before, and
right.
you also see a lot of actors and actresses that you had no idea were out there and that are putting on amazing things.
I agree. I totally agree. And the only way you're going to see this stuff is by doing what me and Marshall do, and we go through this stuff and we try it out. I mean, there's no big deal. You click it on. If it grabs you in the first 10 or 15 minutes, thumbs up. If it doesn't, go on to something else.
You know, it's. I never thought that I would like streaming as much as I do, but I do, and the quality is amazing.
Yes.
And like I said, you just get to see a lot of great stuff that you miss if it was regular old TV. So
it's funny because I have a friend of a friend, he's in his 30s. He does not. He said he has minimal cable. Strictly for his local channels, and that is it. Everything else he streams.
Yeah.
And okay. he said his bill. With taxes and everything, that includes phone and internet, it's $135 a month.
Yeah, you can save yourself a lot of money. That's exactly right. Save yourself a lot of money by going to these streaming channels.
So,
and there's so many of them out there. Gosh, I mean, ugh.
Oh yeah, there's tons of them. So that's it. So when you get a chance, Marshall, you'll have to watch. You'll have to watch
Tick,
that
tick,
movie.
Boom. right?
Tick, tick, boom. Yep.
Tick, tick, boom. Maybe I'll put that on later this afternoon when I get home.
I think it's right up your alley because you do like musicals, and you were raised in a theatrical family, and I think you'll definitely be able to equate to the whole thing.
All right, tick, tick, boom. All right, I think I'm going to order my fresh-killed turkey today. I hope that I'm not too late in ordering it, but I think I'm going to order my fresh-killed turkey today. If not, heck, I'll just get a regular turkey breast. But it's hard to find a fresh-killed turkey that's like 5 to 10 pounds. You know,
most of them are bigger, right?
Yeah, most of them are bigger, and I don't need a bigger turkey than that. So who knows? Maybe I'll even get a chicken this year. Who knows? I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It'll still be Thanksgiving because it'll be stuffing and cranberry sauce.
Right.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow and see if this weather forecast holds.
Okay, you got it, Marshall.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.